Well, ongoing in our community is a project to build an Orange County Veterans Memorial. This is going to be around the Southern Human Services campus on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Fundraising is ongoing for it right now. People are getting the word out. There's some construction beginning to get underway, and when it's done, it's going to be a really, really beautiful project and a testament to the many, many veterans who have lived in Orange County and served for our armed forces for the entirety of American history. We're getting the word out about it now, and thanks to Renee Price, Orange County Commissioner, for putting together a series of interviews that we're going to be doing on the air to talk with Orange County veterans about their experiences and really get the word out about this memorial, which we need everyone's help to make happen. But we're joined now by the co-chairs of the Orange County Veterans Memorial Project, Bruce Runberg, who is a captain in the U.S. Navy, Vietnam vet, and Jim Merritt, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, also a Vietnam vet, retired from the U.S. Army. Bruce, Jim, thank you so much for being here today and for all you're doing on this memorial project.
Thank you.
So just to get us started, that was the five-second summary of the Veterans Memorial Project, but walk us through it. Jim, let's start with you. How did the project come to be, and where are we right now with it?
Just to give you a little history, in 2009, when I served on town council, I proposed to the town council that we build a veterans memorial to honor our veterans. And the original site was located in Memorial Garden Cemetery on 15501. But in April of 2015, I was approached by Commissioner Renee Price and Barry Jacobs to look at some sites owned by the county. And the Veterans Committee decided on property above the Seymour Center, approaching Orange County Southern Resource Center. Mm-hmm. This memorial will include walking trails and educational exhibits honoring all branches of the military. It will be funded by private donations with support and land donations from Orange County and additional support from the towns of Chapel Hill, Carver, and Hillsborough. At the present time, the Board of Commissioners put in their budget $15,000 to match donation to the Veterans Memorial.
Which is a really, really cool donation from the county commissioners, but again, it requires all of us to pool our resources to make that possible as well. So Bruce, let me turn to you. The role of, or the status of the project right now, where do things stand? I know there's a lot going on even now.
Certainly, our goal is $500,000, of which a portion of that is for an endowment to maintain the facility, and we have raised $50,000. So we're out of the gate and charging along well. And for those folks in the area, I would recommend, if you're at all interested in helping us out, that you go to our website, which is Orange County Veterans Memorial. And when you do that, you'll see that we have an entry, it's Orange County Veterans Memorial at Chapel Hill. And that's broken down into a number of areas, including committee membership, how you would donate, some of our local heroes like Bud Hampton, Major Bud Hampton, mm-hmm. and Captain Ted Treble. And also it includes a design, renderings, and a video by Ken Jackson, mm-hmm. who's just down the street from you all. And we have been working to raise money, as I said, and we've got the project broken down into segments. So if we can raise $15,000, we have a $15,000 segment. If mm-hmm. we can raise $60,000, the same applies. So we are very thankful for the county's support, in particular, Renee Price and Barry Jacobs, and then several members of the county organization, Jeff Thompson, Todd McGee, and Betsy Corbett have been helping us significantly. We would not be as far along as without their excellent help.
Mm-hmm.
We want to ask for donations. I think every family has someone who's been a veteran, a parent or brother, sister, whatever, and so we have opportunities to buy a brick, which will be placed on one of the paths, or a paver, and then just a generous donation of $25,000 would be helpful. So with that,
you slipped that in there. Really, I was good. I was speaking with Bruce Runberg. You just heard him and Jim Merritt, both Vietnam veterans. Jim, of course, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, co-chair of the Orange County Veterans Memorial Project. OrangeCountyVeteransMemorial.com is the website. And Bruce, you were talking about the planning for this, including the maintenance, and it really is a well planned and well thought out project. I was speaking with Renee Price about this, I don't know, a month or two ago. But she was talking about the extent to which it's important not just to get the memorial built, but also to have money set aside for maintaining it in perpetuity, which I think is equally important too, right, Jim?
That is true. And we're looking at planning some fundraising events like golf tournaments to get the public involved in some of our fundraising activities.
So tell us about the importance of this project for veterans. Both of you are veterans. You served in Vietnam. What is it about the memorial that is necessary? Why is a project like this important?
I think primarily when I was thinking about it, I thought there was nothing in Chapel Hill that honored veterans. So my primary responsibility was to erect something that would honor veterans in Orange County.
Bruce?
And along those lines, we started slowly with great support from the town of Chapel Hill and for the cemetery site. And then the county came along with Renee and Barry and offered a wonderful site that is on the old home site at the top of the county property there off of Homestead. And we have a design that was made up by David Swanson, a local landscape architect, and also Danny Hassel. And it really takes advantage of the site, and it's gonna be magnificent when it's done.
What's it gonna look like?
Well, as Jim started to say, it'll be consisting of walks or trails. There'll be a large flagpole that will be at the center of the property, and then there will be likely some areas that have brick, and some areas will have stone, small, low rock walls, and will have engravings on them. We'll have a kiosk at the front that will provide information, and at some point when we're well along, it will be have a digital or what would we call it?
A PC. Digital readout?
Yes, a digital readout of information about the facility, about the memorial. And you know, our mission is to provide a living memorial to those who have served our country in uniform services since the founding of our country. Mm-hmm. And so, Jim, you want to add anything?
Yeah, and we've gotten some feedback from potential donors that that they would like to see some sort of educational component as well as a historical component.
So I love the idea of the kiosk too, which is, you know.
Yeah, it'll be quite nice. And we've also had generous donations from UNC Healthcare, and also a grant from Stroud Roses. Mm-hmm. So like I said, any $25,000 donation would be well received, and we'll get you a plaque.
And we got to wrap up here in a second. Jim, I'm going to let you have the last word. Anything else that people need to know about the project, what they can do? I know you can buy a brick and support it. What else can people do if they want to get involved or help out?
They can call us and give us suggestions as to what they feel like should be included in the Veterans Memorial. We're still open to ideas, and we're still working on it for the most part.
OrangeCountyVeteransMemorial.com is the website. You can go there anytime and find out more. Jim Merritt, Bruce Runberg, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.